And hello, ladies and gentlemen, we are back to the Adon Show podcast. It's wonderful to have you all here. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for listening to me. And I'm deeply appreciative of all the support you guys have given me throughout these years on Instagram, on Facebook. We're at 27K. And I am so happy to be able to use this platform and this medium of the Anchor podcast to be able to transfer and communicate the light, the harmony, and the passion that I will be communicating today through this podcast. So let's talk about light. Light comes from the universe. Light is deeply rooted inside of our core. We are spirits living in a material world, like the police would say, like Sting would say. We're living in this material matrix, and we can be elevated so higher. The interdimensionality of existence is evident and real. There are higher dimensions and there are lower dimensions. When we dream, we go into the fourth dimension. Everything is so light, there's no gravity holding us down. When we go into the lower dimensions, for example, don't sleep on your stomach and don't eat too heavy at night, because you go into the lower dimensions, which makes you very tired and heavy, and that's what gives you nightmares. The light is seeking the love. The light is being a beacon for other people to follow the flame of your passion throughout the world. Giving your love, your light, is everything that the passion of life is going to bring towards you to manifest all of the things that you want to achieve in your life. To help others, to sacrifice for others, to find meaning. Viktor Frankl says, different ways of finding meaning in life. You could find love and meaning in nature. Pondering the nature, going into the nature alone, going into nature with a loved one. Speaking of a loved one, the love and the light and sharing the passion with a loved one is another way of finding meaning. Passion. Passion for what you do. Passion for what you live for. We are fire. We come from the sun. The ancient wisdom of the old civilizations worship the sun god. It is always there. It is shining on us. We revolve around the sun. The sun shines on the planet and the water falls on, and the photosynthesis gives light as the plants are attracted towards this light. We are the light. In Egyptian mythology, the sun would rise, the sun god, and it would come down, and Set would win. Set is, that's why they call it the sunset, and it would go into the underworld until the sun would come back up again. So many religions from all around the world tell the same story. Stories are what make our reality tangible. Joseph Campbell talks about the hero of a thousand faces, the hero's journey. We start off at home in the innocence of life, where everything is safe. We venture out into the world, into the unknown, to fight the dragon of the difficulties of reality. Harry Potter fighting the basilisk. Frodo Baggins and Sam going into the difficult world outside of the Shire to fight the difficulties and the ego and the materialistic superficialness of this world. So after you fight the basilisk, and after you fight the difficulties of this world, and you have the wisdom, you have the knowledge of good and the bad. Adam and Eve bite the apple, and they have the knowledge of the good and the bad, of the original sin. And then what comes next is to come home. We come home. I live with my parents. But I've gone out into the world. I've lived in a relationship outside of my home. I know what it's like to work a 9-to-5 job. I know what it's like to pay for my own bills. But family is the core and the essence of our life. To find the light is to be with the family. We are tribal beings, like Shia LaBeouf says in Charisma on Command, a wonderful YouTube channel. We are meant to be with many people. We strive to be part of a bigger community. We want to belong. We have a sense of wanting to be part of something greater than ourselves. The love. We all want love. Love is all you need, like the Beatles say, and like I've said in previous episodes. Love rules the world. Everybody, I say everybody, deep down wants to feel important. They have a sign on their bodies, on their foreheads, and a metaphoric sign saying, I want to feel important. Give people their importance. Share the world, the love, and the light, and the passion for treating people kindly. The guy on the street, the valet guy, the helpers in your house. Everybody, treat them with kindness. The powerful people in the world are the ones that give the most love. Would you like to know? I don't know this axiom. I don't know who said this phrase, but I remember it very clearly reading Awaken the Giant Within. You can be the most powerful man in the world if you only gave all the love you can give. So give love, everybody. Love is light. The flame of the passion of love will create an orb, will create an aura, will create the DNA fixation and transmutation that will turn us into the most powerful people we can be. Life is a game. Life is a dance. Life is a gift. To give everything we have. Mother Teresa, Evita Perón, was loved by the Argentinian people. She gave. We find a sense of meaning. I heard of this very rich man that had everything in the world, all the money, all the Ferrari, but what was he missing? Interior peace. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have light and love, and if you're not living your passion, if you don't have fulfillment, you have nothing. It's time, guys. Adonatics out there, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between. Animals, plants, rocks, every living being on this planet, I reach out to you and I am calling you to action. It's time to make a difference. You can make a difference in the smallest way. What are your goals? Name all of your goals and look at yourself in the mirror. Smile for 2 minutes. I want you to talk about, I want you to think in your mind, what are you grateful for? What are you excited about? What are you proud of about yourself? What makes you happy? Who loves you? Are you a person that's lovable? Why do you want all the money and the fame in the world if all the money and the fame in the world that you think is going to give you the happiness is already inside of you? And if you don't realize it's inside of you, it is something that you will find when you start giving. Everything you want to feel, you can feel it right now. The Alchemist says, there's no reason to look for something that'll make you feel happy outside when you could already feel it now. Why do we have to put conditions on feeling happy and fulfilled? If I get the Ferrari, if I get the fame, if I get the money, you're going to put conditions on your happiness? Why don't you just decide to be happy right now? I'm not telling you you have to go to a monastery for a year. I'm not saying that you have to go to a cave and meditate. Real spirituality nowadays in the Western world is being able to stand in front of a line and have patience. Being able to be hurt by somebody and have forgiveness. People are going to hurt you. It's a really tough world out there, guys. People are not perfect. And neither are we. The more we judge ourselves, the more we judge the world. The light and the love and the passion that we find within ourselves are found when we do not let others abuse ourselves, abuse us. We only let other people abuse us to the extent that we abuse ourselves. If you stop abusing yourself and you love yourself and you treat yourself with kindness and you forgive yourself and you realize that you're imperfect, the integrity, the respect, and the dignity that you deserve, you will not only give it to yourself, but you will demand it from everybody around you. Love. Love is all you need. To give. If someone is screaming at you and you just give them love and you speak to them in a calm, nice tone, they'll calm down. How could two people fight if one of them is completely calm? If anything, if you're completely calm while this person is screaming at you, they're gonna say, wow. Sometimes they'll be like, feel crappy about it, and they'll come back and say sorry. I'm going to give you guys the tools and the elements to handle difficult people. When you come from love, light, and God, you ask questions. You're deeply rooted in the eager, passionate desire to understand what makes people tick and why people do what they do and what motivates them to be acting the way they're acting. They have a story. They have physiological problems. They have traumas. They have mental difficulties, emotional knots, astrological alignments that are taking them overboard. Why do we think that we deserve to be treated so good? Why are we entitled to think that we are the center of the universe? You make your reality. You make the reality of how you respond to the uncontrollable circumstances surrounding you, starting off with how people treat you. The YouTube channel Charisma on Command talks about how you cannot and you shall not try to control other people's opinions of you. Passion comes from the burning desire to know what is out there. Is there anything more than this waking up, going to work, eating, going to sleep, boring, watch TV life? Of course there is. We're here for one reason only, and that reason isn't just to procreate and continue the human race. It is not, my friends, my people, my Adonatics. People of the world listening right now, if you're in your car, if you're in the gym, if you're at your house, if you're at work, this is a call to action. Live your passion. Find the way to escape the slavery of doing what you have to do and not doing what you want to do. The fire of passion burns inside of you, and you only have one life, or so we think. Hinduism and Buddhism talks about reincarnation, but this life is the most important one you have right now. Why? Because you're living it. We can't control the past. We can't control the future. I mean, we can control what happens in the future when it arrives at the present moment, but the future right now is just a vision. It's a vision that we could create for ourselves, and we could project ourselves into the future to manifest our dream, the love, the light, and the passion that we want to believe and dream and live. It's time, guys. The clock is ticking down to the day that you're gonna die. Mortality check, everybody. Death is right around the corner. It could happen at any minute and any second to anybody. And if you don't live your life to the fullest, you're gonna be on your deathbed and you're gonna have the deepest pain in the world saying, I should have done what I wanted to do. Love yourselves, guys. Love the world. Spread the light. As I say, be the beacon of light for the world on the stormy waters so that they could find their way back to the shores of home. Back to the shores of the Shire. Back to the shores of mom and dad, of aunt and uncle. At the Thanksgiving dinner of the whole family. Your parents might have kicked you out when you were 18. You might hate your parents. Your parents might have split up. They must have been through a terrible divorce. Your perspective of love must be traumatized. But I'll tell you one thing. You could create a life of love. And family is light. Family is love. The passion that you will find in your life will be at the center of the roots of family. Something more, something greater, a tribe. We belong to something greater than ourselves. That is a universe. That is love. That is light. That is passion. And we are droplets in the infinite ocean of love of light. The stormy seas are above, ladies and gentlemen. My world listening to me right now. The stormy seas are above. It's time to take a scuba tank and go underwater and go under the stormy seas until we arrive to the peacefulness of the warm water below that will keep us in the peace, in the love, in the light. and in the passion of the present moment, to do what we love. Thank you all for tuning into the Adon Show. I love you all, and this is my message for today. God bless you. Take care. Stay classy. Stay elegant. Have integrity. Connect to God. Connect to yourselves. Follow that voice inside of your head that tells you what to do. Because when you listen to your master, it will pay attention to you. When you ignore it, it will stop talking to you. But if you listen to that master, it can save your life from crossing that street before that bus hits you. My friends, listen to your intuition and listen to your gut. Because that intuition and your gut will save your life. Give your free will to God. And I'm not preaching. I'm not religious. This is non-denominational. I am not a preacher. I'm a healer through the art of the words. I love you all. Go in peace. And may the force be with you. Amen. And thank you for tuning in to the Bidum bum 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 bum, the Adon Show, Adon Show. Bidum bum 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 bum, the Adon Show, Adon Show. Bidum bum 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 bum, the Adon Show, Adon Show. Bidum bum 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 bum, the Adon Show. Thank you for tuning in. See you on the next episode of the Adon Show. Bye bye.